Dying was inevitable. Being left behind was almost unbearable. Someday she could remember the exact tone of his voice, the color of his eyes when he smiled, the way his hair looked on a breezy day. Other days she lost all of it, the thought forgotten on the wind that carried the goddess's voice. Emily never thought twice about her mind and the way it worked. Not anymore. She was far too old to worry about a memory or the lack of one. She never remembered her dead mate's face. It had been too long, and honestly, she wasn't sure if she wanted to remember Jeffrey any longer. What did it matter that she was almost 500 years old and mateless? Though she called Jeffrey her mate, she knew that wasn't quite the truth. In all honesty, she'd never actually mated Jeffrey. He'd left to fight a war, and died before he completed the mating bond. She'd spent the entirety of her life alone, dried up, and mateless. What a waste. Her phone rang, bringing her out of her thoughts of dead mates, old bodies, and older souls. With a sigh, she ran a hand through her shoulder-length blonde curls, knowing she must look a fright. She got up from her spot on the floor, her petite limbs cracking from sitting on the hardwood too long surrounded by books. Oh, sure, she didn't have a line on her face, nor did she look like anything but the healthy 20-something most wolves did. But she could sure feel her age. She might be a wolf that lived for hundreds of years, and had, but that didn't mean her body didn't feel it on some days. And ever since she'd found friends within the redwoods, she'd started to feel her age more and more. The result of hanging with century-old and younger pups. Yes? She said as she answered. She could have looked at the display on the phone, but she still wasn't used to that. Caller ID was a new invention to her at this point.
Oh good, I caught you. How are you, Emmeline, dear?
Emmeline smiled at the sound of Lexi's voice. It never failed to make her feel warm inside when the other woman spoke. No matter how much the other woman had been through, she always put a happy face and brave front on for the world. That was how she functioned, and how she made it through the day. When it became too much, Lexi had her mate North to rely on. Something that Emily knew she'd never have.